The Everglades, home of Florida's Seminole Indians, descendants of the unconquered Muscogee and Miccosukee Seminoles of the mid-19th century. At that time, Seminoles had to leave their settled farms in northern Florida and become nomads in the Everglades wilderness. They found the climate hotter and the land swampier, with fewer trees and different plants and animals. But the resourceful Seminoles adapted their lifestyle, including housing, clothing, and food sources. As their contacts with whites slowly changed from armed warfare to peaceful trade, they began to establish permanent settlements in their new homeland. Today, Seminole culture is a mixture of old and new. Seminoles still eat corn as a main food, tell animal stories and legends, and hold the annual green corn dance ritual, old customs related to those of other American Indians. Many Seminoles continue traditions that developed when their ancestors moved south to the Everglades, living in chickies, eating palm heart, weaving baskets from palmetto strips, and wearing clothing with patchwork designs. Seminoles have also modified their lifestyle as a result of contact with outside visitors, church workers, government, and mass media. Some Seminoles are employed in tribal offices and government agencies. Others work as ranchers. Still others have created cottage industries based on their traditional arts and crafts. One craft, which has gained importance during the 20th century, is making dolls from palmetto fiber. These dolls, dressed in bead jewelry and patchwork design clothes, represent many aspects of Seminole tradition. Our visit with a doll maker at Big Cypress Reservation will show how the doll-making craft is part of the Seminole way of life. Big Cypress is one of the four reservations owned by the Seminole Tribe of Florida. It's home to about 300 families of Miccosukee Seminoles. Most of the residents now live in the Horseshoe, a government-built settlement of one-story concrete houses. The traditional Seminole house, called a chickie, was a simple open shelter of cypress poles with a thatched palmetto roof, cool and comfortable in the summer heat. Some people in Big Cypress still live in family camps with a cooking shed and separate chickies for sleeping and storage. People there have also adapted chickies to new purposes, a baseball dugout, a snack bar, a church meeting hall. Mary B. Billy is a Miccosukee Seminole of the Big Town clan. She lives in the Horseshoe area of Big Cypress. A doll maker since she was 17, Mary Billy learned the skill by watching her mother, who had learned it from Mary's grandmother. As we watch Mary show how she makes her dolls, we'll talk with her daughter, Claudia, about the process. Although she sews the clothes indoors, Mary Billy does most of her doll making in her backyard. She's building a chickie there so that she'll be able to work outside whenever she wants to.
She said when she's making dolls and when you make it in the house, it's kind of dirty. So she'd rather be outside under the chickie when she's making dolls. She said she'd rather live under a chickie but where it's cooler and nicer, but she just don't like the mosquitoes. If you're planning on making dolls, first of all, you gotta find the palmetto fibers, and for that you have to have a knife and an axe and a file and maybe some water. And you don't know where you're gonna find the palmetto fibers. You gotta look for the nice ones. So you have to go 20 or 30 miles to look for that stuff. She never knows where to find it, you know, like you would just go into a grocery store and get what you want. It's not like that. She has to hunt for it. If you're lucky, maybe it take her half a day to find it, or if you can't find it, sometimes it takes her all day. Sometimes she has to go out the next morning to look for it again. She said if she can find it early enough, she sometimes gets about 50, but it depends on the day. She finds it late in the afternoon, probably she cuts around 15. Mm-hmm. She's looking for the ones that's smooth. You have to cut it and see, you know, take it apart and see if it's good. If it's not, she just go on until, you know, she look for it until she finds it.
The best palmetto fiber comes from plants that have recently been burned by fire. People used to set small fires in order to get the right kind of fiber.
That's what they used to do, but ever since that forestry came in, I don't think they allowed anybody just to start a fire. They have to watch it for it, or they have to ask the forestry to help them. If it's not burned, it's really no use, I guess, unless it's burnt for at least maybe 2 months, you know, later.
When Mary finds a good palmetto, she starts to strip out the fiber.
First, you got to cut them leaves that's standing on that thing, and then after that, you just cut that thing off and use the smaller knife to take the palmetto fibers off. She have a cloth with her, and after she cuts them and gets that thing off of it, she wraps it and brings it back. And if it's dry enough, she goes ahead and makes the dolls. But if it's kind of wet, she has to let them dry out for a day before she can make it. She'll go ahead and cut them to what size she needs to make the dolls. She just goes ahead and cuts like for the 4-inch and some for the 6-inch, and you know, the so body. It's always been like that, different sizes.
From one palmetto, Mary Billy sometimes gets enough fiber for 4 or 5 dolls. Seminoles used to make dolls mainly as toys for their own children. But now Mary, like other Seminole doll makers, depends upon the craft to earn her living.
They were for the kids to play with at first. That's what they were making it for the kids to play with. She says she really don't know how they really start selling them to the tourists, but she said her grandmother, her great-grandmother, said that she wanted tourists to look at it, so they started taking it out in a boat with them. They're going out, I guess. She said some white person brought the tourists down the canal because that's where they used to live, in Achiki, my grandmother's grandmother. Mm-hmm. That's where that white person asked her to, I guess, bring the dolls out so the tourists can look at them. And that's when they used to have alligator wrestling and everything. That's when they started selling the dolls. She makes the heads first and then puts the body, together, I guess. She'll make the heads, like maybe she's going to make 100. Sometimes she makes 50. And then she'll cut up the body the same amount, and then she'll start working on it.
Mary stuffs the head with pieces of palmetto fiber.
If she uses something else like cotton, the needle won't go through that cotton. So she uses that palmetto fiber. And then she would put that palmetto fiber inside of that dog to make it stand.
Mary often saves time by stuffing the bodies with cotton instead of fiber, since the body doesn't need much sewing.
After she finishes that, I guess she put that cardboard and wraps that palmetto around it and put it on the bottom so it can, them stuff wouldn't come out and it stand. She cut that cardboard out and make a circle big enough for that where she stuffed the cotton in, and then she'll take that palmetto fiber and put it around that cardboard where she made that circle, cut that circle, and then she put it on top, on the bottom of that doll and then sew it up so it can stand straight. And then she'll make the eyes for it and the mouth.
This is what the doll looks like before Mary puts on its clothes, hair, and jewelry. She usually makes the clothes ahead of time, so they'll be ready when she wants to make her dolls. For the smaller dolls, she uses simple decoration, but the clothes for the larger dolls use one or more of six traditional Seminole patchwork designs.
She'll cut strips of material and then put it together, and there's two pieces goes on that doll, the bottom and the top. She puts the design on the larger dolls. She doesn't do that to the 4-inch and 6/18th and 6-inch, but the 8-inch on up, they all have designs on that. She has to make the design separate. Some things, like it would have a heart shape, like the designs, heart shape. Sometimes some of them would look like a fire or something. To get a fire design, you have to cut it, kind of slant it to put it together. Because if it's straight, it'd be different.
Most of the dolls are figures of women. The tradition of doll making usually goes from mother to daughter. But some dolls are dressed to look like men. And there are some male doll makers.
She makes the men dolls, too. We've got one right there. Medicine man. Some men know how to make dolls, but usually the men do the gardening. And I think my brother knows how to do it more than I do. When he was younger, he used to make some. And then after she gets through with that, she put the clothes, the bottom on the doll, and then sew it so that the skirt won't fall off. She puts that cardboard on top of the doll's head and with that black material to make it look nice, I guess, to make it look like hair. And then after she does that, she put the top on and then she'll sew that up too so it won't fall off.
Seminole women have worn their hair in various different styles over the years, and the dolls reflect this. The high hairdo, mounted with cypress bark, or later cardboard, was popular about 50 years ago, and some older women still wear it. But Mary also makes some dolls with yarn hair that show modern styles.
The one that has the ponytail and the braided ones are today's.
The last step is making the dolls bead jewelry. The jewelry also shows a popular Seminole style of earlier times.
My grandmother used to do that.
No, I see, I'm not in the body.
She used to wear a lot of beads. That's what they used to do. I think which would be heavy here. She have the necklace, and then she, after she does that, she goes through that head, the doll's head, and then she put the beads on there to make the earrings on both sides.
The Seminole Palmetto dolls require skilled workmanship and are beautiful to look at. But more important, they're an expression of Seminole culture, a bridge between the Seminoles and the outside world.